Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
How is it someone who used to be an epileptic is no longer that way? Maureen grew up in a working class home in the UK with nurturing, loving parents. She told War Cry magazine how in 1986 she suddenly became ill with strange symptoms. Her arms and hands went numb and she constantly dropped things. She couldn't remember whole stretches of time and she'd drive to work and not remember parts of the journey. Specialist testing ruled out a brain tumour, and she was diagnosed with temporal lobe epilepsy. She had to give up driving and start on medication. About 9 months after her diagnosis, at a church service, the pastor asked if there was anyone who wanted prayer for healing. Maureen just sat in her seat and said, "I have epilepsy, there's no cure." She said she then felt an invisible hand pull her out of her chair and propel her forward. She explained her condition, and when she was asked if she believed God could heal her, she said yes. She said as people prayed for her, she felt an immense sense of warmth through her entire body, combined with an overwhelming sense of peace. When she visited her specialist a week later, she explained what happened, and he sent her for more tests, and the results showed everything in her brain had returned to normal. The specialist's response was, "There are more things in heaven and earth than the medical field can understand or explain." Maureen went on to become an administrative officer with the Department of Defence for 22 years. I'm Aaron Wright.